Blog Talk Radio.
Dark people, we are the chosen people. You don't know that.
I'll tell you, it's in Exodus 19, verse 3 through 8. We are a peculiar people. You don't kill each other up. But the thing, that was Sri Lanka, I think, that they killed those people up. They are dark-skinned people. However, they don't have hair like wool, like I do. Why are you doing that? God has not told you to kill anyone up. He's going to come back and do the killing in the valley of Armageddon. He's supposed to come back surely. And you really need to fight for your life because you're going to die. You're killing up other people when you should not be doing that. You should be getting ready to fight with God or against God, not those innocent people. I'm going to tell you, like we are having rain and snow and floods and all that in the, I think it was in the south this about 3 or 4 days ago, and there was rain and all that hail coming down. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to Job, and it's spelled J-O-B. It's spelled like job. I want you to turn to Job chapter 38. And I'm saying that the reason why we are in the last days, our Father is making it known to us. If you read your Bible, you will see where Job talks about the treasures of snow. And let's start reading at Job 38, verse 27 down to, Job 21, chapter 38, verse 21 through 23. Let's read. Have you gotten your Bibles yet? See? I have said, I want you to read with me right now. Job, that's spelled J-O-B, is spelled like job. I want you to turn to chapter 38. I hope I'm not moving too fast for you. But keep in mind, I have only a certain length of time to say the things that I want to say. And you know, of course, I don't read very well. But I read the best that I can. Job chapter 38, verse 21. Knowest thou it, because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail? And that is what has happened last week. The treasures of the hail came down, as well as the treasures, I don't think the snow came down, but the treasures of the hail came down, which is reserved against the time of battle, against the days of battle and war. I want you sheep to know that. That's why I tell you all to read your Bibles. That you will know that our Father has sent down from the treasures of the hell. We are, I think, in the last days. These things you should know and keep in mind. Let me go up to verse 19. Where is the way of the light? Dwelleth. Where is the way where the light dwelleth? And as far as darkness, where is the place thereof? That thou shouldest take it to the bounds whereof, and that thou she does know the path to the house thereof. Knowest thou it, because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou entered into the treasures of hell? Now, they were talking about that over before the Bibles were written. And that's why I tell you to read your Bible, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against today of battle and war. I want you all to read the whole chapter, the whole verse. Read it all of your Bible, just as my Father in heaven told me to feed his sheep. I didn't want to do that. For 27 years, I stayed away from it. But then I started getting older, and I said, well, surely I know that once you're born, you're going to die. I know that. My grandma told me that. She told me, so is your bone. You're going to die. And I have kept that. She told me as a little girl, I was going to school. And she would say, show this your mom. You're going to die. And that was the truth. It sure is your boy. I have read to you this morning from Job, J-O-B, chapter 38, verses 19, where it asks, where is the light? Where the light dwelleth, to Job 19 through Job 23, where it tells you that I have reserved that at the time of trouble against the battle of war. You read that for yourselves and get a great understanding. I ask that our Father in heaven gives you understanding, as well as allow you to hear and open your minds to know those things that I know. I will try to share as much as I can of the Bible to you before our Father comes, or it's my time to go. Now, sheep, before we get into reading Job 32, verse 14, let us have a quick prayer and then allow me to state who I am. Our Father, which art in heaven, I want to thank you for all the things that you have done for me, the things that I know of and do not know of. Thank you for blessing me to regain my health and strength. You know, the devil tried to take it away from me, but you allowed it to come back. You are allowing me to get stronger day by day. Thank you, Father. I want to thank you for keeping, for providing for us sheep, same sound mind, as well as giving us good health and prosperity. I thank you for that. Also, Father, I thank you for blessing Detroit, Michigan with good weather, and as well as continuing to bless us from not having natural disasters as other states are having, and chemical disasters. Thank you for blessing us not to have those things. You are keeping us, and we thank you for keeping us. I say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. I want you sheep to know that who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep program. I come to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is a good day to study your Bible and read your Bible. Don't do like I used to do. I tried to read my Bible like I was reading a book, but there are things in there Bible that we should ponder over. My grandpa's favorite, it was in Psalms, the first Psalms, first chapter. He used to tell us, well, he did never used to tell us, but that was his favorite chapter. And if you read it, it tells you to meditate. You meditate on the things that you read so that that is in the Bible so that you can remember. Or hopefully our Father will bring back to remembrance of what we have read in our minds. I want you all to read Deuteronomy. That's Deuteronomy. Well, in about another 3 weeks, we'll be in Deuteronomy. And I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verses 7 through 21, it will yield you the Ten Commandments. Also, I want you to read Exodus 20. We have read that. And it tells you to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And you are to rest. But how many of you are doing that? You have churches, and you know that is in the Bible, but you don't do it. I wonder why you want to have your day on a Sunday. And if you don't know, I would tell you. I learned when I was in school trying to get an education, but it was too expensive, and I could not stay. My instructor did tell me about Constantine, and when he stopped talking about some guy, some white guy, I just would roll my eyes in the back of my head and just look at it. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear it, but I should have paid attention because Constantine is the one that changed the dates and the times. I want your sheep to write this down now. I was reading in the book of Daniel. I have read that to you all before. The book of Daniel, where they were going to try to change times and dates. It's in the book of Daniel. I think it's around chapter 7 or 8, maybe 9. I don't know. I can't remember that well, but it is in the book of Daniel. I want you to read it for yourself. Read the entire book of Daniel. D-A-N-I-E-L, Daniel. I want you to have your three P's handed ready whenever I come on, because I usually want to tell you something that's in the Bible. And you ask, what are the three P's? They are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down something that I may say or give you a scripture. Just as I did earlier, I told you Job 38, and I want you to read all of it, but specifically chapter 38. Verses 19 to 23. That's what I want you to do. And if you can, call your friends and tell them, this lady that I was talking to you about is on TV, not TV, but radio. And I want you to listen to me, babies. And I call you sheep, because I am an old woman now. I once was young like you, and I did not pay that much attention to where I was going and what I was doing. But I heard the Lord, and that was the best thing in my life, to hear him tell me to be this thing. And I didn't want to, because I told him I was not good feeding his sheep. I didn't know how to preach, and I still don't. But I can tell you what's in the Bible. And some of the things, some of the words that are in this Bible are tough. They're hard to, for me to pronunciate, but I will try to pronunciate as well as spell them to you. I am in Numbers chapter 32, verse 14, is where I am going to pick up. And I want you to read that too. Okay, let's read. And behold, ye are risen up in our father's stead, in an increase of sinful men to augment. And that is to augment, means to increase. Yet the fierce anger of the Lord towards Israel. Now, I want you to understand what it says. I may not be saying it right, but I want you to hear what it says and try to understand as much as you can. And behold, you are risen up in your father's stead. Instead of our fathers going, we went, the children of Israel, and increase of sinful men. They rose up against sinful men to augment, and that means to increase or boost or to multiply. Yet the fierce anger of the Lord towards Israel. For if ye turn away from to him, he will yet again lead them in the wilderness, and ye shall destroy all the people. And they came near unto him and said, we will build sheepfolds there for our cattle, and cities for our young ones, our little ones. But we ourselves will go ready before the children of Israel until we have brought them unto their place, and our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return into our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. And see, we have got to read the Bible and understand that we are the ones that should be in Israel. I remember it was back in a long time ago. It was in the 60s or 70s. I was looking at PBS program because our TV didn't show well, and I was looking at what I could watch. And this guy named Nasser, I think he is from Iran, he said those people that were there were black. They were not white. And you want to move in white people who are white, you're moving in the wrong people. Nasser, he was telling the truth. America and the United Nations wanted to send the children of the devil, Revelations 2 and 9 as well as 3 and 9. They say those children who say they are Israel, but they're not. And the Bible goes on to say they are the children of the devil. So that's who those people are. Let me pick up at verse 18. We will not return to our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance, for we will not inherit with them on yonder side Jordan or forward, because our inheritance is fallen to us on this side of Jordan, eastward. And Moses said unto them, if you will do this thing, if you will go on before the Lord to war, and will go all of your armed over Jordan before the Lord until he has driven out his enemies from before us, and the Lord subdued before, let me read verse 22, and the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterwards ye shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build your cities for your little ones, and fold for your sheep, and do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. What has proceeded means to have come out of your mouth, or you have promised out of your mouth. Verse 25, and the children of Gad and the children of Reuben spake unto Moses, saying, thy servants would do so, my Lord, as my Lord commanded. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and our cattle shall be there in the cities of Gilead. But thy servants will pass over, every man for war, before the Lord to battle, as my Lord says. So concerning them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said unto them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with our, will pass with you over Jordan, every man to battle before the Lord, and the land shall be subdued. Subdued means to be conquered or possessed before you. Then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possession among you in the land of Canaan. And the children of Gad and Reuben answered, saying, as the Lord has said unto Moses, I had lost my place because I wanted to find where I was reading. As the Lord has said unto the children of Gad and the children of Moses, and answered, saying, as the Lord has said unto thy servants, so will we do. We will pass over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, that the possession of our inheritance on this side Jordan may be ours. And that just made me think that some of our people are over in Jordan because they did not, they went into Canaan, but they asked Moses and Eleazar, the priest and the son of Nun, if that land they had conquered and beaten the Midianites could be theirs. So, let me see, I am in verse 32. We will pass over before the Lord into the land of Canaan, that the possession of our inheritance on this side Jordan may be ours. And Moses gave unto them, even unto the children of Gad and the children of Reuben, and unto the half tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, that's spelled S-I-H-O-N, king of the Amorites, and king of Og, that's spelled O-G, king of Bashan, spelled B-A-S-H-A-M, the land which the cities thereof in the coast, even in the cities of the country round about. And the children of Gad built Dibon, that's spelled D-I-B-O-N, and Ashtaroth, that's spelled A-T-A-R-O-T-H, and A-R-O-E-R, Aurora, I guess it's called that, and Astra, I spell that for you again, A-T-R-O-T-H, and Chopin, that's spelled S-H-O-P-A-N, that's Chopin, and Jazar, that's spelled J-A-Z-Z, excuse me, J-A-A-Z-E-R, and Behad, that's spelled J-O-B. B-E, let me spell that again for your hearing, J-O-G-B-E-H-A-N, and Beth-Bihra, that's spelled B-E-T-H-M-I-N-I-M, let me spell that for you again, I called it Beth-Bihra. Is spelled B-E-T-H hyphen N-I-M-R-A-H and Beth-Horon, that's spelled B-E-T-H hyphen H-O-R-H-A-R-A-N, Horan, that's cities and foals of sheep. And the children of Reuben built Heshbon, that's spelled H-E-S-H-B-O-N, and Elena, that's spelled L-E, it's spelled L-E, excuse me, E-L-E-A-H-E-H, and Kilijaram, that's spelled K-I-R-J-A-T-H-A-I-M. And Nebo, N-E-B-O, and Bel-Midian, that's spelled B-A-L, B-A-A-L, M-E-O-N. And Shibon, that's spelled S-H-I-B-M-A-H, and gave them names unto the cities which they built. And the children of Mishkar, is spelled M-A-C-H-I-R, the son of Manasseh, went to Gibeon, that's spelled G-I-L-E-A-D, and took it and possessed the Amorite, spelled A-M-O-R-I-T-E, which was in the land. And Moses gave Gilead unto Mishkan, the son of Manasseh, and he dwelt therein. And Jair, that's spelled J-A-I-R, the son of Manasseh, went and took small towns thereof, and called them Havothah, H-A-B-O-T-H, hyphen J-A-I-R, and Nobad, N-O-B-A-H, went and took Kenath, that's spelled K-E-N-A-T-H, and the villages thereof, and called it Morbad, that's N-O-B-A-H, after his own name. So that is the reading of chapter Numbers 32. Now, I will hopefully, you sheep will understand all that is read, that they asked for their portion of the land to be given to them from Moses and from Eleazar the priest and from the son of Nun. So they received their possession. Some of them received their possession in the land of Jordan as well. It was Gad and Reuben asked for the land of Jordan. So they are cousins to us. And you know how they have messed up Jordan and how they have allowed it to be messed up, because they are the children of Israel. Now let's get into chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with the armies on the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. And these are the journeys according to their going out. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with an high hand in the sight of the Egyptians. Let me stop here at verse 4. I want to tell you other things. I'm going to circle 4, so I'll come back to it at another time, because I have 6 minutes left, and those 6 minutes will not cover the things that I want to say to you all, to you sheep. I do want to say a closing prayer to you all, to our Father. Let's say a closing prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, thank you for allowing me to say the words that I have said to your sheep, and hopefully they will understand and tell others that they listen to my program, the Feed My Sheep show on Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully they will understand, and you will open up their ears and their mind to stay away from Satan, even though the vices that Satan gives them or allow them to do, they may enjoy doing those things. I was at that point once before in my life, and you spoke to me. I actually heard you. I don't care whether they say I am crazy, a lunatic, or whatever, or if they laugh. I get mad because if I was angry, like I have been in the past, I would hurt those that would laugh and make fun of me. Thank you for choosing me to come out and say, stay away from Satan. He means you no good. Keep away from Satan. And Satan allows you to do whatever you will, what you want. But our Father in heaven does not. He protects us from sin and Satan. If you want to follow him, he is our provider. I say this prayer to you who are listening in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. That's Jesus is the name that the white man gave our father, our brother, Jesus. Tell me, once you read your entire Bible, where does it say that Jesus comes to you with white stringy hair or blonde stringy hair and white skin or something that indicates Jesus is white? I would tell you where in in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, Jesus is described with woolly hair, and I am too. I am brown skin or black, if you want to call me that. But that's the God that we serve, and I want you to serve too, so that when he comes back, you can go with us into the promised land. That's where we're supposed to go. And I want to say to you another thing. I was looking on television this past week. I watched a program where this preacher and his wife, excuse me, will be having, if our father hasn't come back, they are to be having the New Year's service, Jerusalem, of this year. It will be what they call is watch night, I think, in Jerusalem. I want them to be careful because those people over there, the Bible says they are the children of Satan, and they will try to do something that's not right to you. So be careful when you go there. I say that to you, and I hope that you're listening, and you will be careful. We have a minute and a half left. I want you to order this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by, I want you to go to his website. And I usually try to tell you to order my books. Oh, I wanted to tell you about how the Passover has started. The Passover started the day after Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I want you all to remember that we are celebrating that. Go to www.eatandliveLonger.com and purchase the book How to Eat and Live Longer. And another thing you can do is to go to I want to purchase this album by Pastor Bishop Myatt. He's a graduate. His children are a graduate from, I forget the college in Chicago, but I want you to go there and purchase High and Lifted Up by Pastor Myatt. And one of his children, written and produced by him. I forget the name of the college right now, even though I have gone to it. But and it's in Chicago downtown. So go and purchase that book, well, album for the young men. And you can tell the difference how they play. They are from, let me see. I'm going to get up and walk to my living room. And because I have the brochure from the school, and it's not a brochure, it is a little booklet. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I don't see it, see. But I should see it. I'm still looking. I had the catalog from where he graduated. Oh my goodness. I think I have found it. Yeah, he graduated from Columbia College in Chicago, as well as the other young man that plays with him on the album. You can tell that they are graduates from some university or school. So purchase the Bible, not the Bible, but purchase the song. Lift it up. Lift it, it's called High and Lifted Up. And I forget the name of the place where you can purchase it. Oh my God. Well, I have to apologize for that. Nonetheless, Google, perhaps you'll find it on Google where you can get it. High and Lifted Up by Pastor Myatt, M-Y-A-T-T. I ask that you buy that album for me. Until next time, sheep, God loves you, and I love you too. I want to start playing this song. You can hear that. I'll speak with you next time. That is this Friday at 5:30.